What if the childcare program you use were to suddenly close its doors? How would that affect your ability to work? What about your child's learning and socialization? Well, it could happen, you know. The childcare program that you've come to depend on, along with thousands of others, could shutter for good if help doesn't arrive soon. Childcare providers were hit hard by COVID-19. Attendance dropped dramatically when parents began working from home or were, understandably, anxious about sending children to care. This left providers, most of whom are small businesses, teetering on the edge. When COVID-19 is gone for good and everyone is ready to return to work full-time, nearly half of Maryland's providers may be closed. This begins a domino effect, sending our state into an ever-worsening educational, employment, and economic spiral. On Friday, the Maryland House of Delegates will be holding a hearing for the Child Care Provider Support Act. This legislation will provide grants to providers who are at risk of closure due to the pandemic. This is especially important at a time when providers are experiencing lower enrollment, but paying out higher costs for stepped-up sanitation, PPEs, and other COVID-related costs. Other states have made investments to save childcare, so we know what works. And yes, it is a huge investment, but one that is overdue. The First 5 Years is produced for Maryland Family Network for WYPR. For Maryland Family Network, I'm Doug Lent.